Welcome, David Meltzer.
Thank you so much for having me. And what a great compliment that there's some golden nuggets out there. I believe it's not just the wisdom, but it's the faith that I have that shortens that distance of resistance for so many people in their lives. And I have made it my life's mission to share those nuggets, the wisdom. I call it not wisdom. I think I'm a little bit more humble in my old age. I like to call it dummy tax. So you could say I got more dummy tax paid by David Meltzer than any other person on the internet.
You know, I'm a Wall Street guy. Well, you were basically in the sports management business. We're going to get to that in a minute. I was a Wall Street guy. We call these $1 million nuggets. You talked about getting sleep. You talked about the law of attraction. There's so many things that I heard that you have a very paternal way about you. And, I wish I had a father like you. I'll be honest, David.
That's so nice. A lot of people call me Uncle David.
You have that way about you, and that's really powerful, you know, to be paternal in the world that we live in. I hate to say it. I mean, we need more guys like you and less of everybody else. So you're legendary. You're a legendary entrepreneur. You know, your relationship with Lee Steinberg, the sports management business, the Napoleon Hill Institute. I mean, the movie Jerry Maguire. But I want to dial the clock back for a minute. You know, I saw you were a 12-year-old boy. You were the ball boy for the Clippers. But before that, you were raised in family of six, a single mom, Akron, Ohio. What? What?
Yeah. I'm
what
blessed.
A story. I mean, you know, when you look at it that way, correct?
Yeah, I'm blessed. I grew up with an amazing mom who worked two jobs to raise six kids. My dad had left and was a second grade teacher, packed my dinner every night in a paper bag so we could drive around with her and fill up turnstiles at convenience stores with greeting cards. Wow. I had everything as a kid except for one thing, money. And so I thought money was going to be the key to my happiness because I thought, wow, my life's pretty damn good right now. Imagine if we had a car and a house and food in summer camp and my mom didn't have to cry every time we didn't have a car, a house, food, or summer camp, and I could buy my mom whatever she wanted. And that was a great purpose. And it was a blessing. I tell people, I speak, as you know, around the world, and I love starting my speeches sometimes. Who here grew up with nothing? And half the audience always raised their hand. Right. And I say, I just feel sorry for the rest of you. And I always tell my kids, I cannot teach you what I learned. I can try to empower you with values, but you'll never know. And it's my mission so that they never will know what it feels like to have nothing.
I understand that. But I understand also the concept that some kids are better off having nothing. You know, when you start with zero, yep, Everything's a blessing. So, but six kids in a two-bedroom apartment, single mom, Akron, Ohio, possibly. I mean, I can't think of a worse place to grow up for me personally, based on my life experience. I really,
Ohio is the armpit of the U.S.
Nothingsville, really. I mean, and yet you're 12 years old. You're out in California. Is that correct?
Yeah. So I moved out here. I was nine, where I got to meet my wife. Was one of the first people I met when I moved to California at nine. She hated me by the time I was 12, though.
I can imagine. I can't imagine a young version of you. You were probably always this kind of guy, though. Let me ask you something.
I was on the inside. I didn't always show it on the outside.
So how did you become a ball boy for the Clippers? 12 years old.
So Sam Cohen was the sports director at the Jewish Academy, the Jewish Center in San Diego.
Okay.
And my mom was a teacher, the Sunday school teacher there as well. So I played bitty basketball, which is where small Jewish people play basketball. And Sam Cohen was the director, and he was always looking out for me as a father figure because I didn't have my dad. And so the San Diego Clippers in 1978 to 1982, they practiced at the Jewish Center. That's where the team practiced.
Really?
The owner of the Clippers at the time was Jewish, and so I kept asking Sam, if you could just get me to be a ball boy, please, please, please. And Sam came through for me, and I became, at 12 years old, a ball boy for the San Diego Clippers.
It's so crazy now. I have a question for you. It's something that I didn't come with. Are you an attorney? Did you go to college and law school and all that?
I went to law school at Tulane University to be an oil and gas litigator, graduated, and believe it or not, I took the Florida bar, and I'm a member of the Florida bar for the last 35 years.
I'm going to put that in my, I'm going to file that away in my little special category. That's great. You know, when I saw Steinberg Sports Entertainment, Sports Management, I have a friend, a kid that I've mentored for about 20 years. And he's a big sports agent, has a business down here. And he's like, I'm the only non-lawyer sports agent, you know, in the business. And I was doing a little look-see through your stuff. And what I didn't see anywhere that you said you're an attorney. But I just sort of had that assumption. But I had to ask the question because I want to see if we can unravel the enigma that is David Meltzer today, because I think you're doing some really wonderful things. I wasn't kidding when I said your post really, I just see the wisdom. I mean, you're really a smart guy. You have a lot of life experience. And then, you know, lo and behold, you've lost it all and got it back. And that, to me, really makes a man the ability to bounce back, to regain your stature, your esteem, your confidence, your capital, and all that good stuff. You know, to me, that's a great measure of a man, because how could you help somebody that has lost it all if you've never had that experience? You know what I'm saying? And you get all that.
It's so beautiful because the irony, I wanted people to respect me when I made a lot of money, but I only identified with the money, and nobody really asked me or respected me. They were more jealous or using me for my money. It wasn't until, ironically, I lost everything that people wanted my advice about money. And so I was always afraid to admit that I went bankrupt. I was afraid to tell the truth about who I actually am. I was always worried about what other people thought I was. And once I lost everything and gained not only the wisdom of losing everything, but the humility and the faith that I'm protected and promoted, loved and perfected, and started to live my life around the right people and the right ideas, doing the right things, which was always my intention. But like everyone else, when they're young, you have to learn your lessons for yourself. And I paid the dummy tax, but it only made me stronger. And I am here to empower other people to be stronger without having to pay over $100 million in dummy tax like I did.
I love that, boy. Let me tell you, $100 million is cheap in my world, boy. You got to weigh cheap. But Lee Steinberg, tell us about this, because this is an incredible story. Jerry Maguire is one of my favorite movies and one of my wife's favorite movies. And we connected over that. And so it's a significant, crazy, crazy movie. I mean, everybody knows it.
Yeah, it's significant because, one, the reason I got hired to run the most notable sports agency in the world was not because I was a great lawyer or sports agent. It was because Lee saw the future of sports in venture capital and technology. And I was the most qualified person for that job, for the person that knew venture and technology, as well as being a lawyer and, you know, understanding the business of sports, which I did. So I always tend to tell people we need to develop skills and knowledge and desire aligned with the jobs, industries, careers that you want to be involved with. And Jerry Maguire represents that. Why? Because most people will tell me, oh my gosh, Mr. Meltzer, Jerry Maguire is one of my favorite sports movies of all time. And I'll tell them, it is not a sports movie. Right. It's a love story. That's why everyone loves it. Cameron Crowe wrote one of the best scripts, and we got the best actors in the world, Renee Zellweger, Tom Cruise, Cuba Gooding Jr., and it's a beautiful love story.
I picture you as the Jay Moore character.
Jay Moore, yeah, right. And so then, but it's in the backdrop of sports.
I agree with you 100%.
Right? That's what I get.
I'm making a movie now, and I'm talking with the, I'm involved with the screenwriter and script writer, the guy that wrote the book, and the actor was just in town for a few days. And we're recrafting certain aspects to give it the sort of depth that Jerry Maguire had. It's a love story, and it's about real values and principles. But it's based, the sports is like the backdrop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if I'm not mistaken, Cuba Gooding won the Academy Award for his role in that movie.
Yeah, right? And he deserved it. Yeah, and so I see business that way. If you're interested in being in sports, make sure it's the backdrop. Unless, of course, you're a coach or an athlete, then it's the business.
Correct. I get that.
But if you're anybody else, you know, you're either a good lawyer, a doctor, an artist, a marketer, an advertiser, a sales guy, in the backdrop of sports, the same way Jerry Maguire used the backdrop of sports.
This is the first time we're meeting. We haven't spoken. I did meet, how old a guy are you, David? Can I ask that?
57.
All right. So I'm like Uncle Ross to you. I just turned 60. I just turned 68, and I'm also a member of the tribe, so you know.
You look good. You look good.
Thank you. And my dad actually passed away in 1973. I was 16. He had a heart attack at Rosh Hashanah dinner. Wasn't feeling good. Called the ambulance. Took him away. Never saw him again. So, you know, I understand what it's like to lose everything, because that was my first loss of everything. You can't even compare anything financial to a young man losing his dad. But I know that you mentioned that your mom was single. Your parents were divorced. Is that?
Yeah, my parents were divorced. I lost my dad. He was 80. And I just lost my mom a few weeks ago. I can't imagine.
I can't. You know, I'm sorry. My mom just passed away July 5th of this past year.
So my favorite lesson is you're either humble or you're about to be. And that's the story of David Meltzer. That's the story of David Meltzer. And
I love that.
Even though I live that mantra and I learned that lesson, when my mom passed, she was in hospice. I knew she was going to pass soon. I got to say goodbye to her. She still remembered me and gave me a big kiss. It was an ideal way. And when I was leaving with my wife, who lost her mom at 25, my wife said to me, "Are you going to be okay when she passes?" And I'm like, "Oh, I got this, right? I got this, no problem." 3 days later, when I found out my mom had transitioned on, it dropped me to my knees, Ross. It broke my heart.
It's really, like somebody says, How many times does your mother pass in a lifetime? Just once. It's that sort of a thing. It's an event in an entire life. It just happens once. And, you know, I'm still dealing with it. I want you to know. This was in July. I'm still dealing.
Obviously.
She died, you know, at her home in Israel with my brother there. And I wasn't able to be there at the time, which was really brutal for me. But, you know, you know, life moves on, and they would want us to be doing this podcast right now. They're probably sitting up there playing Mahjong or whatever it is, you know, tiles, and they see their two boys, you know, chatting away on a podcast, whatever that is, you know, in their world. Right. So I was, you know, it's very interesting to me. 1983, I sold a partnership. I was a salesman in a manufacturer's. I was a sales rep. I saw the beginning of the bull market happening in Wall Street, where sort of cold calling became legit, legalized, and Wall Street kind of met Main Street. Took a job at E.F. Hutton. My first day going out of E.F. Hutton, sat in a conference room. They handed out a printed sheet, and the first thing it said, "Books that you must read." There was recommended reading, and there was mandated. The first book. And it's something that I have preached and taught over the course of my career is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. So not only is David Meltzer got offerings, I mean, just wisdom after wisdom. I mean, your Instagram is like, I urge people, and I hope that we collaborate on a couple of reels and we drive you even more traffic, because you say so many wonderful things. Then I see the Napoleon Hill Institute, and I'm like, what is this? You know, what else am I going to find out about this guy? I only have 8 minutes to go. So I just wanted to, you know, I could talk to you, I think, for hours. I just want you to hear that. So tell us about the Napoleon Hill Institute, how that came to be and what that means to you and to our audience and everything else.
Yeah. So Napoleon Hill had the same impact on me that it has on almost 500 million people around the world. And Think and Grow Rich is the most recognizable seminal information of personal and professional development. All the different people, Tony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, Oprah, it doesn't matter who you think is on it today as far as personal development or professional development, Zig Ziglar, Dennis Waitley, the legends of the legend, Les Brown, you name it, they all studied Napoleon Hill. He's the first one that said, if we can think it, if we can believe it, we can achieve it. And that changed my life. I wrote my book, my first book, Connected to Goodness. But by the way, Ross, I will sign my book, send it to anybody. I'll pay for shipping. I'll pay for the book because I'm on this mission. In my book, I took to Napoleon Hill Foundation and I said, help me write my book. I got a modern day Think and Grow Rich.
I love
how
it.
How to manifest everything in your life. Connected to goodness.
I love
connected
it.
To goodness. And so they helped me. I then licensed the movie to do called Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy.
Wow.
We put on a world's greatest motivators tour, Think and Grow Rich, The Legacy, the book. I licensed that. And as Don Green got older, I asked if I could get involved, and they appointed me the chairman of the Napoleon Hill Institute. I run the Think and Grow Rich, the Napoleon Hill Institute, for all companies, corporations, and businesses around the world, millions and millions of people. And it means so much to me. I will make one recommendation.
Please.
I found this out later in my life. If you haven't read Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill.
Great book, by the way. I have read it.
Better than Think and Grow Rich. If you're older.
Different, but yes, it's different. You're moving forward. It keeps it's more relevant in an odd way. I get it.
Yeah, written in 1937, but more relevant
crazy.
Today than when he
it's
wrote
crazy.
It.
Crazy. It's really.
I'm glad you read it.
Oh, good. Yeah. I've read it more than once, by the way.
Me too.
And,
me too.
And Think and Grow Rich, I used to read like every year, just so you know.
But I told people when I was young, every time I read Think and Grow Rich, I make another $1 million. It's the best investment of my time.
If you keep saying that, you're going to sell a lot more books. I'm going to tell you. Now, I'm going to take you up on that. You're going to send me a book. I want to read your book. That mean a lot to me.
Yeah. Email me, everyone, david@dmeltzer.com. I will send every. I'll pay for shipping the book.
Say that again because I want everyone to reach out. Say it again.
david@dmeltzer.com.
Okay. M-E-L-Z-E-R?
M-E-L-T-Z-E-R. Like a kosher seltzer. Meltzer is the kosher seltzer.
I love that. I love that. You know, you're a spectacular guy. Tell us about. I mean, I have an idea, but we don't have enough time right now. So I want you to tell us, firstly, that's how the guys find you, by email. You're on social media under your name, David Meltzer. Tell us, you know, you've had a remarkable life, a remarkable career. And, you know, you're just about hitting middle age now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I've been living in denial. I think I'm still in middle age for the last, you know, 20 years. But you just cracked into middle age. What's next for David? David Meltzer, what's happening, man?
Well, my mission is to empower over 1 billion people. So, number one, I'm blessed to have the wife that I have. I know I talked about my mom, but my wife's a significant person when I talk about my future.
What's her name? Tell us her name.
Julie Meltzer.
Julie?
And she, I've known her since the fourth grade. Finally started dating me when I was 26.
That's crazy. You know,
I watched Jerry Maguire on my flight to Spain last night, and that "you complete me" line resonated, and she completes me. So my future is to empower over 1 billion people to be happy by finding 1,000 people like you, Ross, that I can inspire to make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun. Those are the three things I've always been good at: making a lot of money, helping a lot of people, and having a lot of fun. And you seem like that type of person as well.
It's been my mantra for 40 years, just so you understand. If
you
can't have fun, it's meaningless. Anything worth doing is worth doing for money. And, you know, I went down to the street. I was a kid. I had a drug problem. I got clean much later. And they taught me how to take. You know, I learned how to. I'm an incredible earner as well. I know how to generate money. I'm a structured guy. I'm a Wall Street guy. I've taken over 100 companies public, so you know. And I just feel like I'm on a mission to build a legacy now to give back. I'm about bettering people, motivating people, because you can be and accomplish anything you set your mind out to do. And once you set your mind out to do it, as you say so brilliantly on Instagram, the universe will be accommodative. Mm-hmm. Someone out there is listening, you know, and it, you know, the universe is happy to embrace you and provide you. You don't have to know how you're going to get there. You just have to want to get there and be determined. Are you in Spain right now? Is that it?
No, I just got back last night. I will tell you, there's a mathematical equation, as we can finish up with this, about what you're talking about. If you pay attention, you focus in on what you want or think that you want, and you give it your full intention, definiteness of purpose, as Napoleon Hill would say. So that means every day I'm going to do, say, think, feel, and believe aligned with my divine direction, knowing that all detours are just divine in their nature, protecting, promoting, love, and perfecting me, and allowing for divine time, that it will happen on the universe's time, not mine, because things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden. I'm going to repeat that. Things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden. But if you pay attention to and give intention to all that you desire, it will equal the coincidences, the coinciding in your life. The consequences, results, and outcomes will be better than you even anticipated. So when there's no evidence or evidence is contrary to where you want to be, enjoy the consistent everyday, persistent without quit, pursuit of your divine direction. And I promise you, you'll be in a better place, a better situation than you ever imagined.
I love it. And as the ancient Hebrews said, they wrote in the Zohar, which is the 24 Kabbalah. Books of the Kabbalah, Kavanah in Hebrew, the most important word in God's world, in our world, intention.
Yes.
He will provide. The ancient Hebrews knew this 3,000 years ago. It's been such a privilege just meeting you today, David. And I look forward to meeting you again.
Yes. Maybe doing more together. We'll have you on my show as a guest.
I'll be very excited.
When I come to Florida, we'll
break
sit
some bread
down together and go to a deli or something.
Love to see you. I'd love to sit down with you.
Now, get just two old Jewish men together.
Alta Caucus, as my friend says.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time.